Luis Acuña.
Thank you. Good afternoon. To all shall hear my testimony, welcome. Now, I was born of my mother on October 17th, 1973. Raised in a simple, single-parent family, with one younger brother. Grew up Catholic, being baptized from birth. Going through catechism and doing communion, and finally confirmation. I was married June 30th, 2000, and was what I believed to be happy. And in quoting the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 5, Jesus tells us that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. This leads me to my true beginning and an amazing journey, which I hope shall not end until God takes me. On February 10th, 2009, I was served with divorce papers from my wife under the pretext of irreconcilable differences. I was scared sick. Everything, my whole world turned upside down. A family no more. Three kids. On Saturday, February 14th, 2009, our next door neighbors were having a birthday party for the children. They invited us. We all went for a while. My wife was going out, so she left after. She ate, and I stayed with the children. And it got to be a little bit later that night. The kids were playing in the backyard. Everyone else went into the living room to start a service. Everyone there at one time or another would stand and share their testimony. We sang and prayed together, and all the while the pastor would ask if anyone else would like to share anything. I could not speak. Through the tears in my eyes and the knot in my throat, I remained silent. With the pastor's eyes always glancing in my direction, as if already knowing that something was wrong. My neighbor had informed the pastors earlier that night of my troubles. After the service, I was walking in the front yard by the pastor's van. He loaded up his accordion. He placed his hand on my shoulder, saying, "I know your troubles. Can I pray for you?" I wholeheartedly said yes. And he was praying in my brokenness, in my despair, in my sadness. Call it what you will. But I looked up into heaven, and through the tears, I asked God to help me. Peace and tranquility came upon me with a feeling of enlightenment. It accompanied me that night. I've been able not to bring myself into boozing or chasing women, anger, or vengeance. You know, not despising the woman who said she'd be there for the rest of my life. You know, and I have a feeling that everything would be okay, for God's grace is enough. That weekend, a name came to me, a person who I had worked with for a time. We talked, but never really got close. That person is sitting here tonight, Kelly Cassidy. I called him that week and asked him if he was still going to church. I asked if I could go. He answered with the biggest certainty I've ever heard. I was so excited. I could not. The weekend could not come fast enough. Sunday came and I was calling him constantly. I didn't want to get lost or be all alone. He is not the only blessing, though. There is another. A man of great knowledge and experience and a huge heart. Tom Angston. He was introduced to me that night, and he took me under his wing like a father to a son, and he's given me a lot of homework.
That tells you how many people have had homework from Tom Angston.
That must mean he likes me a lot. With kindness and patience, he's prayed and taught, inspired, all through the grace of God. thank you from the bottom of my heart. So in a short time, a lot has been revealed to me. In the sense that God loved me so, He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus, to show, to teach, and to sacrifice Himself for me on the cross, taking all of God, the Father's wrath, cleansing me of my sins with His blood. A sinless sacrifice, ever loving, He rose from the dead on the third day, and He will come again. You know, let us remember. Let us remember. For He tells us so. Because we forget easily. And it's been harped all the time, every time in Scripture, that we must remember. My hunger for His Word has never been this great. I barely even knew what the Bible was, other than a doorstop. And that was my mistake. I've grown in loving kindness to others, for I used to keep to myself. I learned to forgive others through God's forgiveness of me, realizing I will never achieve perfection. I'm able to see and hate sin, for I understand who it's from. I've grown in parental maturity, being more compassionate and tender to my children. And I just want to thank you all for listening, and all the assistance, all the prayers, for all the people that are sitting here that have touched me in one way, shape, or form through the grace of God, through all the blessings I have been given, and for making me feel like a true brother. I thank you.
Luis, you've been through an emotional roller coaster that God has used to transform. And God has already been using you in the lives of others. So thankful for that.